Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio. Let's begin.
Colin, how can inflation impact your decision to retire now versus later?
I don't want inflation to dictate anything in my life. In fact, what I want to have happen is I want to retire whenever I want to retire. If that's yesterday, if that's 10 years from now, inflation shouldn't be the thing impacting your decision to retire now versus later. But this is something scary and we need to be prepared for the inflation talk that you should be having with your financial advisor, a financial advisor, somebody who's paying attention to these things more than you are. Because you've been working, you've got your job, you're preparing to pull the trigger and go into some of the best years of your entire life. And it's a very big step. There's a lot that people don't pay attention to when they're going into retirement. Your life changes drastically, most of the time for the good, but there's a lot of preparing and planning that needs to be happening. And you need someone in your corner who's going to make sure that that happens, that you know what's going on. They make sure that you are prepared for the cost of retirement, what you need each month, each year for the next 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 years of retirement. We're living longer than we ever have before, so we got to be prepared for that. Now, people who jump into retiring without realizing how current inflation affects future income needs, that's serious, right? We really need to know what income looks like today versus 10 years from now. If we only have a 2% cost of living adjustment over the next 10 years, amazing. I would be really happy with just adjusting for 2%. I think that's too low. I, in fact, think that we need to prepare for more like a 3, 4, 5% average increase, meaning my $100,000 today, if that's what I want to live off of, I retire today, $100,000 each year. That means in 10 years from now, we're probably looking at 120, 130,000. Well, what kind of portfolio do I need in order to do that? How much money do I need in order to retire and keep up with inflation, not just have my steady $100,000 for every year of my life for the rest of my life? Because $100,000 in 10, 20, 30 years might look like today's $50,000. And you don't want to live lesser than. As you keep getting older and older, you want to be able to keep up with your lifestyle through and through. And to know, there's no such thing as timing the market or inflation. Trends rarely work out as planned. What we need to do is have our plan in place before I actually pull the trigger and retire. I need to shift my assets into a place where I can draw my income from it. I can get the inflation adjustment on that while we have other assets that can be up and down because we're not using those over the next 10 years. We're waiting. We're being patient with those assets while we let these ones that are in a more conservative place be my income. This is key. If we're not diversifying in that way, oh, we've missed the mark. And if we do have a bad inflation year or the market's down in a year, that's going to impact my ability to retire. And I might have to work an extra year, two or three, because the recovery can take a long time to get my money back to where it was the year before I was going to retire. So what we don't want to have happen is, again, we don't want to retire in a bear market or a down market or a super high inflation market without a plan or adjustment, without some place for my money to be so that I can take income and that is inflation adjusted. Some people will believe retiring sooner is better to enjoy life while they can. I agree with that. However, we've got to be prepared for what it costs to be retired. What kind of lifestyle do I want? We don't want to just be okay in retirement. We want to be amazing. We want to really enjoy retirement. What that means is we've got to have the assets in place. We've got to know where my income's coming from in order to do that. So do I want you to retire yesterday, 100%. I will try to get you retired way faster than you thought you could. If it makes sense for you, your life, your family, and what you can do with your assets. But I'll also be pragmatic and say, hey, listen, we've got to wait a year or two. You've got to work a little bit longer. That's not what people want to have the conversation around. But that's what a good financial advisor does. They have the hard conversations with you to make sure that you succeed through and through. You don't want a yes man. You don't want someone who's always saying yes. Oh yeah, you can do that. You can do that. And then 10, 15 different yeses from your financial advisor and you've got $50 in the bank account. That's not good either. So you want somebody who's willing to have the hard conversations, be a coach in your corner, tell you when you're falling short and tell you when you're doing an amazing job. Make sure that you are balanced appropriately. So some recommendations I have for you to solve this, to be prepared so you can retire as soon as you possibly can. Run some projections. So we want to get retired as soon as possible. We want to make sure that we can do what we want to do when we want to do it. But we probably should run some projections, i.e. have an idea of where we're going. What I've often had is I'll sit down with somebody and I'll be asking them questions, getting to know them, really digging into their needs, wants, and goals. And what happens oftentimes if the right questions don't get answered is there's a dartboard in front of me, but every time I throw a dart, the board shifts to the left or shifts to the right. And the problem I have is I'm throwing darts at a moving target. That's what inflation can be to us. That's what some of these pitfalls of not planning can be, is this moving target that we don't want to be a part of. I don't want to throw a dart and hope I hit it. I want my dartboard, you know, nailed in, glued in on top of that, so that when I throw the dart, I'm going to hit bullseye because I know exactly where I'm going. That's what we want to do with running projections on inflation. Also, maybe you do consider doing partial work while you're in retirement. Maybe that's how you feel comfortable being retired. Do I recommend this? No, but it is an option. If you're going to retire, dang it, you retire. Never go back to work again. Unless you're bored, then get a hobby. You shouldn't have to work, earn income in order to enjoy life and to enjoy retirement specifically. When you do build out a plan, when you are running these projections, whether it's you're going to work part-time, whether you have a pension, you have rentals, you've got 401ks, IRAs, Roths, whatever it is that's in your plan for retirement, you've got to make sure that your plan is inflation adjusted. Meaning, are we looking at expenses and projecting their cost in the future? Are we making sure that my income increases each year or can increase each year to keep up with inflation? These should always be calculated. Every financial advisor should be doing this. If they're not doing this, go find somebody who's going to make sure that you keep up with inflation, because it's not going anywhere. If you're worried about your retirement not stretching as far, specifically due to inflation, and there's a whole other slew of things that we can talk about outside of inflation, if you don't know if your retirement's going to last, that is one of the three biggest fears that almost every single person who comes through my office has. The fear of running out of money. Inflation will do that so fast.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.